Hello, I'm Elizabeth Williams Bushy, and this is the Inkless Tales podcast for kids. Welcome. Today is April, let's check. Today is April 22nd. We're near the end of April, but it's still National Poetry Month, so we have some poetry for you. Listen up and enjoy. April is Poetry Month in America, and so we've got a bunch of poems for you to listen to this time around. I hope you enjoy. The first one is called Lost at Sea. Lost at Sea, a story in four parts by Elizabeth Williams Bushy. Part one, the devastated deckhand. The place, Stillorgan, near Dingle Beach, Ireland. A popular vacation spot 7 miles off the west coast of Ireland, North Atlantic Ocean. I thought I did, but maybe not. I could have sworn I tied that knot. The boat, it rolled, the boat, it rocked. The rope came loose, then, oh, the shock. It sailed away, that foggy, dim, soft summer's day. Despite my shouts, my urgent pleas, that stubborn boat sailed off to sea. Part two, the perplexed passenger. The place, somewhere deep, adrift and alone, the mid-Atlantic Ocean. I awoke with a poke in my tummy, so funny, a rollicking rolling, the world had gone runny. I opened my eyes, looked up at the skies, looked at the water, the same as the sky, looked for the land, there was none to be had. Part three, the incomparable islanders. The place, the long secret San Mango Island, located on the extremely rare occasions when the island is located, 300 miles east of the island of St. Helena. St. Helena is notable as the location of the last exile of the Emperor Napoleon, although not very notable as a hot vacation spot. Therefore, the residents of San Mango Island need work very little to keep their island secret in the warm South Atlantic Sea. Yes, we saw the boat come near. Yes, we saw. We brought it here. The man was weak and thirsty, too. We gave him fish and mango juice. We washed him clean. We gave him clothes. Had to wash him. Oh, our noses. Listened to him babbling. He's no good at traveling. Part four, the resolute rescuers. The place, the South Atlantic, coordinates bearing 15.95 degrees south, 5.70 degrees west. Destination, island of St. Helena, territory of the United Kingdom. Purpose, escort plane to the Royal Mail Ship RMS St. Helena. Captain Mike of Air Command, flying low across the sand, the boat that brings the Royal Mail signals Mike to turn his tail. He sees the wreck across the shore. Mike calls the boy from Rescue Corps. In camouflage and desert boots, they storm the beach with parachutes. They interrupt a mango party, all the islands eating hearty. Our castaway sits back on reeds. He ponders, do I want to leave? The end. Next up we have If I Were. Ready? Let's hear it. If I Were by Elizabeth Williams Bushy. If I were tall like a spotted giraffe, my head would be higher, my eyes would look down, everyone else would be close to the ground. If I were the tall one, the spotted giraffe, when I said something, no one would laugh. If I were large like an elephant gray, I'd take mighty steps, the savannah would sway, everyone else would get out of my way. If I were the large one, the elephant gray, when I said something, they'd hear what I'd say. If I were fierce like the roaring lion, my teeth and my claws would give everyone pause. Everyone else would obey all my laws. If I were the fiercest, a lion to them, when I said something, they'd listen then. But I'm not fierce or large or tall. I'm only me, and I am small. Still, I'll try like I've tried before. And while I'm waiting to grow some more, I'll paint some pictures colored and clear, bright and big so they can hear. I'll paint giraffes, I'll paint some roars, I'll paint some elephants gray. I'll paint some words and I'll paint some ears. They might just look this way. The next one is actually a song, but I did a poem version of it too, so here we go. Clean My Room by Elizabeth Williams Bushy. No matter how hard you might try, you can go get a crowbar and pry. You can go get a ratchet, a hammer, a hatchet, but I am not cleaning my room. I don't care if I'm stuck here all day. You don't get it. I like it this way. The toys block the door. I can't see the floor. You don't get it. I won't clean my room. Do I ask you please mess up the hall when my school friends come over to call? I'll do all other chores. I'll even do more. But this one space is mine. That's my room. I like it this way. I can find things. I like it this way. These are my things. You can cry. You can shout. I won't even pout. I love you, but I won't clean my room. The end. Now, of course, I really don't hate poetry, but I wrote a poem about somebody who does, and that's up next. Ready? Let's go. I Hate Poetry by Elizabeth Williams Bushy. I don't really hate poetry. Just bear with me. Poetry doesn't appeal to me. I'd rather watch cartoon TV. I'd rather be marooned at sea. I'd rather be besieged by fleas. Who cares for wordplay, meter, or rhyme? Who cares for feelings unless they are mine? Stories and jokes? I don't have the time. Beautiful moments? Yuck, leave them behind. Poetry is boring, see? I'll watch TV till I'm 93, and I'll only like poems that are written by me. The end. And our last offering today is a funny one about Jen O'Dooley, a very, very hungry individual. So I hope you like it. Jenny O'Dooley by Elizabeth Williams Bushy. Jenny O'Dooley was hungry one day. She skipped both her breakfast and lunch. She was cranky. Her friends all got out of her way. They feared she would choose them to munch. Jenny O'Dooley's poor stomach was grumbling. The whole village trembled in fear. For when Jenny was growling, she often went howling. It rattled your brain through your ear. Jenny O'Dooley went searching for grub. Her friends started cooking like mad. Mrs. McManus made soup in her tub and fried all the chicken she had. Mrs. Piazza made 10 pounds of pasta. Old Mrs. Olson made 17 pies. The Tewksbury twins wrapped up 52 sandwiches. Boy, what a feast for your eyes. Sweet Jen O'Dooley was sated at last. She rubbed her big belly, she burped a big blast. She just couldn't help it, she ate really fast. She thanked all her pals for the sumptuous repast, and they all breathed a sigh of relief, and went home to their cupboards far emptier now when they finally dropped off to sleep. That's the Inkless Tales podcast for kids for April. Happy National Poetry Month. You might be interested to visit www.inklesstales.com. We've got the Balloon in a Poetry project going on. What you do is you take a balloon, fill it with helium, and a poem of your own, and send it out into the world. But be sure to visit inklesstales.com because we've got printables where you can write your poem down on that pre-printed page. That way you protect your privacy and all the responses will go back to Inkless Tales and I will print every single response that I receive. So let's get as many balloons and poems as we can in the air. This will be so amazingly cool. You can do it. You can do anything and you certainly can write a poem and express your feelings. It's going to be fabulous. That's www.inklesstales.com/balloons for more information. And if you have YouTube, you can search Poetry in a Balloon. I've got a video up there, and it's going to be really way cool. You can follow me on Twitter now. My handle is Inkless Tales. And as always, you can write me at elizabeth@inklesstales.com. You guys have a fabulous, 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 fabulous time. Until the next podcast, love you guys, your friend Elizabeth.